So that is it for this term of the Supreme Court, which started with 9 justices and ended with 8 after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. And that vacancy is just one of many in the federal courts, thanks in part to the increasingly political nature of the judicial system. Of all the current openings, the longest is in North Carolina, as Jeff Tiberi from Here and Now contributor WUNC reports.
It has been more than a decade since a federal judicial vacancy came open in the district that serves 44 counties in eastern North Carolina.
December 31, 2005, Eastern District of North Carolina Judge Malcolm Howard assumed senior status.
That's University of Richmond Law Professor Carl Tobias. He says after decades on the bench, judges receive senior status. The idea is to give them a sort of retirement and work new blood into the court system. But Tobias says it hasn't happened.
That vacancy has remained open for 3,800 days.
Quick math off the top of my head, 10 years, 12 months, 120 months plus 4 months. It's, I think, 124 months as well.
Yes.
You're laughing. Why is this amusing, or why are you laughing?
Well, it isn't funny for the judges of the Eastern District or the people who live there. So I guess it's just pathetic is what it is. Maybe I shouldn't be laughing because it is serious.
Of all 90 federal judicial vacancies in the United States, none has been empty longer than North Carolina's Eastern District, 4 years longer than any other unoccupied seat. The Eastern District has allocated 4 full-time judges, but for more than a decade, it has been operating with 3.
It puts more pressure on the other judges. It means that civil trials take longer to secure for litigants. Evidence becomes stale. People don't have their day in court. Justice delayed is justice denied.
An official with the Eastern District declined to do a recorded interview, but she did say that senior judges are being pressed hard. Judge Carol Fox is currently working a full caseload. He turns 88 this fall. This is what amounts to a judicial emergency, at least according to the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts, law experts like Professor Tobias, and staffers within the Eastern District. They say help is needed. North Carolina's senior U.S. Senator Richard Burr sees it differently.
We converse with the judges on the bench, and there is not a judicial emergency from the standpoint of their caseload.
Before a nominee can gain congressional approval, U.S. senators must turn in their blue slips. Burr has refused to do so. Meanwhile, President Obama has nominated Patricia Timmons Goodson. She is the second African-American woman Obama has nominated for this seat.
To make a nomination right now is overtly political, and that's all it is, and I think they have admitted it as well. There's never been district court judges nominated this late that ever got consideration out of the United States Senate.
Timmons Goodson is a former state Supreme Court justice and widely respected. But just as U.S. senators have blocked federal appellate judge Merrick Garland from the high court, there will be no progress on her nomination. This issue is already a topic in Burr's reelection bid playing out. G.K. Butterfield is a congressman from North Carolina's 1st District. That includes portions of the Eastern District.
Well, certainly is political. We all know that. And it smells of racism.
Like the nominee for this vacancy, Butterfield is African American. And he points out that the Eastern District has never had an African American judge on the bench.
The judiciary must be a diverse institution. We cannot have an all-white federal district court in the Eastern District of North Carolina that is 35% African-American. That is unacceptable.
Whether or not this lingering vacancy is motivated by race, politics, or some combination of both, one thing is clear. The void is unlikely to be filled anytime before the election. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tiberi.